You're listening to a 1FM podcast.
1FM 98.5 on a Wednesday morning, and we're your community FM station. All right, now let's have a chat to Tony Napper. He's of the Kiwanis Club of Maroubna. And good morning, Tony. How are you today?
Good morning, Dave. I'm very well. Thank you very much.
That's good to hear. Now, were you in the paper the other day?
Oh, yes. I was in one of the local papers, and it was a lovely story. They took a personal approach on why I joined Kiwanis. And the headline was said, you know, Kiwanis is all about the kids. And that's so true. We like to support and sponsor the development of children. If you're interested in that, you should join Kiwanis. We support the sporting clubs, especially junior ones. We do the schools, the hospitals, the scouts, the guides, you name it. Where kids learn or do sport or developing to become better adults and better citizens, that's all about Kiwanis.
Gee, good on you. Yeah.
Yes. Some people need more help than others, and that's where we have our Build a Bike program or, restore a pre-loved bike and give it a second life. And once they've done the work and we show them what to do, how to fix a tyre and adjust the brakes and so forth, then we give them the bike. Yeah, yeah. They've done the work, it's yours.
That's great.
And usually the grade sixes or year sixes now, and they've got a bike to go to high school or secondary colleges now. There's also our feeder kid type program. There's sometimes children go to school with no breakfast and no prepared lunch and no money to buy lunch. So one of the schools, the Maroubna Park Primary School, we've supported them and given money towards their feeder kid program. They have breakfast first, of course, fruit break, and then lunch, and then an afternoon fruit break. So they get two main meals and two fruit breaks, which are your morning and afternoon tea, I guess.
Give you brain power and also a bit of energy, wouldn't it?
Definitely, because it's most important that they have something in their bellies and it's not grumbling, and they can concentrate on what the teacher is trying to teach them.
That's right.
And they absorb more when they've got a full belly.
That's right.
And healthy food, no sugary drinks and things like that. It's just all good, healthy stuff.
Yep.
Now, back to the article, though. The journalists are very good. She basically took a personal approach about, the desire to give. Now, the reason, many reasons to join a service club, and that is that desire to give back is one incentive of volunteerism.
Mm-hmm.
And fundraising has been the backbone for Australian communities for generations. The Kiwanis Club points of difference are they are brought together by the desire to build better communities, better legacies, and more important, more opportunities one child at a time. And that's one of our mottos. We try to help and develop kids one child at a time, one community at a time. So, and we're focusing on Maroubna, of course, and we were going to do, or we're still trying to organise a fashion parade and a pop-up shop environment.
That's right.
The shops need more time to organise themselves, to get the models and so forth. We can help them with that. And I'm quite willing to model some men's clothes, of course.
Of course.
Lovely ladies and children's clothes as well. We try to involve also the pre-loved clothes in the opportunity shops. So that's an important thing.
Yep.
And we want to then support the non-fashion businesses by having pop-up shops to clear out last season stocks. One little thing that we might need from the public, if they have those pop-up showers or pop-up toilets that we can use as change rooms. So when those they're buying something in the pop-up shop and they need to try it on, they've got the little pop-up shower tents type thing, but it's
even
a change
small
room.
Tents, even a small tent would probably do, wouldn't it?
Small tents take up too much space, but those pop-up showers will take a metre square, I think it is. And that way we can put them in between two of the pop-up shops and they can get changed in there if they need to.
Very good.
So the call out, let us know by if you've got them or not. You can call my number after 2 o'clock, is 0408 575 192, or you can call our secretary, Murray Shields, and his phone line number is 58 25 26 86. So Murray or myself, we'll be able to help you. Even our president, he's got a phone number here. So 58 25 5249. That's Gary Alexander. He's on the committee as well. We've got a committee of five trying to organise this. So we're looking more spring-summer sort of collection. And we're hoping to do a autumn-winter, but like I said, not enough time for them to organise everything. And one particular shop had five debutante-type sort of balls to organise, so he flat-out couldn't do it this time.
We're
grateful if they can help us in that. We'll probably have five or six different shops showing off their wares, and then maybe there's spots for about 13 different pop-up shops. So the opportunity to buy a ticket to the event, the ticket then becomes a gift voucher, and that gift voucher will encourage people to go back to the shops that they've seen, whether on the fashion parade or in the pop-up shops. They can use that gift voucher in the pop-up shop straight away.
That's very good.
Yeah, so that's the incentive. That's the reason why Kiwanis wants to do this. As everyone knows, the last 2 years have been the COVID-type pandemic.
That's right.
And the CBDs and all the businesses and people in general have really struck hard on, economically and financially, that's economic, and also the emotionally of all the things.
Been a big drain on all of us.
A big drain, everyone. Now, parents have kids, and we are focused on the children, but if we can help the parents, then they'll help the kids if they can get back to pre-COVID type sales. And that's why we want to do this fashion parade. We're trying to get the help from Great Things Happen in Shepparton Committee that used to be the Shepparton Show Me, but now it's Great Things Happen from the ad, and that encompasses all of Greater Shepparton, whereas before it was sort of
just
Shepparton-centric. So now it's much better, and also the Economic Development Department of the Council would also come on board. But we are also looking for a major sponsor. And that way we can advertise it and put on a professional show, and it looks good with the lights and the music, and maybe even if we can't get those pop-up tents, we can buy some.
The dates, again, when would the dates be on
the show?
Well,
we've not yet confirmed that because we've got to get the okay from what the which businesses want to be involved, and that will determine. But roughly end of September, early October, before Halloween, but after the grand final. Any of those businesses that want to get involved, please get in contact. We're trying to focus on the Marupina businesses first. They've got the first options because we're the Kiwanis Club of Marupina. We want to help them first. If we don't have enough support there, we'll look further field. Even Dookie and Tatura, smaller towns, and then Shepparton, of course. There's plenty of businesses in Shepparton would love to jump on the chance to show off their spring summer range. Now, that is just one thing that we want to do with the business community to help them, and then they get back on their feet back to pre-COVID type sales, and then the kids benefit because then their food's on the table and, the bills are being paid. And
It makes sense.
And the kids, with the isolations, away from their friends, homeschooling.
They got a bit lonely, didn't they? Now they're all allowed out, which is
now cool. Thank goodness most people, majority of people, have been vaccinated and they're double vaxxed or triple vaxxed like I am. And even if it's that yearly thing of getting the vaccination like you get the flu shot, it's just, that's what's going to happen, and that's to
the way we've all got to
make
do
sure
it.
We don't get back to that pandemic type sort of isolation and lockdowns. Don't want that ever to happen again. So getting back to the article, we really were pointing out that all these opportunities to help kids. And Kiwanis International was founded back in 1915, so it's been going around a long time. But they didn't get into Australia until 1969, I think, or 65, one of the two, in Melbourne, and then spread around Australia. It was by a group of like-minded American businessmen. Historically, business people have had immense power to influence progress where they work and live, and share the wealth with others. We don't only looking for business people, we're looking for Joe Blow on the street that's over 18, that is community-minded, wants to give back to the community, has some spare time. We only meet twice a month. It's a dinner meeting, it's a night out, basically. It's a social event.
That's right, and you also go to a social club, which is another story as well.
Well, but it's part of it. Kiwanis is a social service club.
That's right.
We help the community, but we also help ourselves and have fun. Fundraising to help the kids. And Well, our last dinner meeting, we had Damien Drum as our guest speaker. Now, he's retiring from politics. He's a local boy.
Right. Yeah.
He's done very well. Now, the federal election's coming around very soon.
It is.
And he just opened our eyes of what happens in federal parliament and how we're trying to help people. They've helped with the SAM, donating to that, putting funds towards that. The MAL at the moment, a lot of money's gone into that from federal funds.
Yeah.
There's so many things the federal government has done in this area.
Yeah.
And we also, the state governments have also put some money towards, with the solar and trying to help the environment and all those type of things.
Stacks of projects.
Stacks of projects. But we need to get a lot more funding in Shepparton and the greater Shepparton, I should say.
The whole region.
So all the other little towns need some help as well.
That's very good.
The other thing that I really wanted to point out, that these the Kiwanis clubs, direct their efforts to help children and their families to achieve better outcomes for all. If the kids have a better environment to grow up in, they have better schools, better play equipment, have fun being a kid, they grow up to be better adults, and they find a career that really will then give back to the community again, and hopefully future Kiwanians. So we're like, that's why we do the Terrific Kids program. We support children that, not the brightest and the smartest and the most talented in sports, but the one that has, they weren't so good at spelling at the start of the year. They've worked at it, and now they're a much better speller at the end of the year.
So some of the children that are recognised and need a little bit of help. You guys, the club, help them. Yeah.
Well, the teachers help them, but we recognise their efforts. What the teacher recommends, this person deserves a Terrific Kid Award.
Yeah.
And we give them a gift pack that has all these lovely things, stickers and rulers and other books and so forth to help them and say, good on you.
It's encouraging too.
It is encouraging because those that don't always get encouraged and always, the bottom of the class and they feel down about themselves and don't really feel the best, they're the ones we want to lift up.
Yeah.
Give a hand up, and not just a hand out, but a lift up and help their self-esteem. And if they get a Terrific Kids Award in front of everyone at the assemblies and their parents are there, it's the best feeling, the best day they've had all day, all term.
That's so right. Makes them feel a lot better.
And we love doing
that. It's a big help to them too.
It is. And we present them at the assemblies as well, their bikes, when they finished fixing up the bikes and the pre-loved bikes. So it's all great. Now, the other thing though I wanted to point out in this article was approaching different groups to find which one is my personal thing. Why did I pick Kiwanis? There's all these other service clubs out there. And there's also, two clubs in Shepparton I could have gone to. Two. There's the Sunrisers, which are in the morning group, and they're on they meet on a Thursday, but being a morning group, I think it's from 7 to 8 in the morning. They have a quick one-hour meeting, get all the business done, and maybe a guest speaker, and off they go to their jobs. So that really suits business people that want to get it over and done with.
An early breakfast,
Early breakfast, get some work done, help some things.
Get on with the day.
That is right. And then the dinner meetings, there's a Shepparton club that used to meet in the Terminus Hotel, but when they got renovated, they were meeting over at our club, which is the Royal Mail Hotel in Maroopna. Now, the Shepparton meets on a Tuesday, 6:30 for a 7 o'clock start dinner, whereas our club, Maroopna, they meet on a Wednesday night, and the second and fourth Wednesday. And I think with the Sunrisers, I think it's the first and third Thursday. I could be corrected on that, so please let me know, those in that club, if I've done the wrong thing. But anyway, I'll put a correction in next time. So that suits people that are working and finish their day job, I can go out and have a social type meeting and have a guest speaker like we did with Damien Drum last time.
Beautiful.
And we had a great time.
That's good.
So that is for 6:30 to 7 o'clock on a second and fourth Wednesday for the Maroopna Club. And just so happens, the Shepparton Club now meets in Maroopna because they didn't go back to the Terminus.
That's good.
After all the renovations.
Right. Well, you're nearly out of time, young fellow. Well, you're doing pretty good. That's good. You're almost out of time.
Well, that's basically all. It was the right fit for me, that social group of the age groups that was over in Maroopna. But we're all looking for members. Every single club in Australia is looking for new people, fresh blood, to continue the legacy of helping children and all the other things. So I'd like to finish off with, who can join? Men and women of good standing in the community are invited by the Kiwanis Club itself. The cost factor is very low, considering the tremendous satisfaction the membership provides. Kiwanis perform services beyond capability of an individual, assisting the aging, the needy, and to the youth, improvements of communities, encouragement of international understanding as well. That's sort of the general basic things that what Kiwanis stand for. And the facts, there's Kiwanis members approach a third of a million members. There's nearly 8,500 clubs around the world.
Gee, that's all.
Now, Shepparton, like I said, got two clubs, and Maroopno used to have two clubs, and we're back to one. We're in District 7, and we've got a lieutenant governor that is in Shepparton, and it's her final year, and we're hoping to get another new lieutenant governor that looks after about seven different clubs in this area.
Very good.
And then we've got our own governor that oversees all the clubs in Australia. And then there's another governor that is the international governor, which...
It's very well organised. We better get a phone number off you and...
Right, the phone numbers are... We'll get a piece of paper and we'll get along.
Contact number for you?
Yeah, for Murray Shields, he's our secretary. If you wish to be a member of our club, his phone number is 58252686. Leave a message on his answering machine if he's not there. And even my number after 2 o'clock, after I finish work, is 0408-575-192. So please give us a call if you're really interested. You get a free dinner. In fact, we'll give you two free dinners
just
to get to know us, and we get to know you.
Good on you. Thank you very much indeed. We've been talking to Tony Napper of the Kiwanis Club of Maroopna. Take care. Look after yourself, Tony. We'll catch up with you soon. This is 1FM 98.5.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.